By the time Jaina pushed through to the front of the crowd, Tahiri and her troopers were clamping Ben into the GAG doom sled, fitting his wrists and ankles with electromagnetic bands that would keep his limbs firmly affixed to his Durasteel seat. His head had already been enclosed inside a full-face blinder helmet, basically a Durasteel bucket with no viewplate, secured to the ceiling by a short chain. Ben had fled away from his backup. Jaina knew her young cousin had only been trying to preserve mission security, that he had followed textbook procedure when facing overwhelming odds, but that was GAG thinking. Jedi stuck together. They trusted one another to do the impossible, and when they found themselves in trouble, they did not make it harder for their partners to extract them by running in the opposite direction. Across the compartment from Ben, Shivu lay stretched over several seats, his wrists and ankles already mag-clamped to the Durasteel. He wasn't wearing a blinder helmet. The chain was too short to reach someone lying prone. And he was cursing and screaming as an MD droid tended to a blaster wound he had suffered, abrasion cleaning it without the benefit of a numbing agent. All this was being done with the Doomsled's detention compartment open to full view, so the public could see the stern efficiency with which GAG dispatched traitors to the Alliance. Good government was transparent, after all. But there was also another reason, Jaina knew. Ben remained in full view, so his backup team would feel encouraged to attempt an ill-advised rescue. There was simply no other reason a Sith apprentice and a full GAG security detail would take 10 minutes to secure a pair of semi-conscious prisoners, or wait for a doom sled to arrive in the first place. Standard procedure was to whisk prisoners away instantly, both to maximize their confusion and to minimize any chance that they would be rescued or silenced by unconstrained colleagues. Jaina was disguised as an Ilo Min office girl, but her mask-flattened nose and fake skull horns would not fool a GAG facial recognition servo brain. She used a force flash to disrupt the vidlogger's optics, then slipped back into the crowd. She made her way to within a few meters of a sultry Kodruji female, who had males of all species stealing furtive glances. The woman's outfit, a daring mini-vest and cling-pant combo, was part of a hide-in-plain-sight strategy, the kind of thing that anyone who knew the stately Leia Organa Solo would be shocked to see her wearing. Even more shocking, at least to Jaina, was the throng of admirers that her mother could still attract, and she felt fairly certain that the prosthetics and makeup did not have all that much to do with it.
"You've got half the males in the plaza standing on their tongues," whispered Jaina. "I hope Dad doesn't know how you act when you're dressed like that."
"Of course he knows," Leia replied. "He loves it when I dress like this."
Jaina tried not to imagine her father leering at her mother in that outfit and failed miserably.
"Thanks for that picture. I knew there was a reason I don't travel with you guys much."
Leia gave Jaina a measured look.
"You think Tahiri knew Ben was coming?"
"I think she's known for a while that Shivu's been spying for Ben," Jaina said. "And I think she's been sitting on Shivu, just waiting to pick up Ben and his backup team."
"How?"
Leia asked.
"No one knew about Shivu but a handful of masters. Who would betray us?"
"Good question. We'll figure that out when we get back to base."
"So you're just going to leave Ben here?"
"We can't get him back, Mom."
Jaina watched the Doomsled and Ben disappear up and into a swarm of Coruscanti traffic.
"Not now. It's time to cut our losses and move on."
That was something else Jaina had learned from Fett. Not to buck impossible odds. And she hated him for it. It was not, after all, the Solo way.